Trayvon Flashback. The Trayvon Martin case brings to life deep racial and political issues recalled by the death of a 17-year-old. Flashing forward on Trayvon, what does it say about the communities we live in now and where they are headed? On this Tuesday, April 3rd, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to begin with the Trayvon Martin case, take a look at what it says about our communities and how we live in them today. We're going to talk about happiness and your reaction to the suggestion that we could make the world a happier place. Lots of suggestions from you. And also, we're going to talk about how things get to us. We'll begin with the story of a pizza. Stay tuned. Here's what you're talking about.
This is Sadiq from Newark, New Jersey. What would make the world a better place would be is when people would stop texting and start communicating. Man to man, woman to woman, face to face.
Shadiq is answering our question we had on yesterday's show about what makes us happy. On today's show, we want to look at the other side of the question. One of our guests today says happiness may not always be the best for us in the long run. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your story, but first let's go to the headlines.
Republican voters in Wisconsin, Maryland, and the District of Columbia go to the polls this morning. It's another round of presidential primaries. Rick Santorum is trying to stop the momentum of Mitt Romney, but he's facing an uphill battle. Romney received the endorsement of several of the state's top Republicans in Wisconsin. Here's Santorum campaigning in West Bend.
I think the people of Wisconsin have shown one thing. They are not go-along, get-along folks. The Republicans in this state are going to stand up and fight for the principles they believe in, and they're going to stand behind people who are tough enough to make those things happen.
New numbers now give Romney exactly half of the 1,144 needed to clinch the nomination. The former Massachusetts governor has won 54% of contests so far. He could add to his lead tonight when 95 delegates are at stake.
Investigators have no motive in a deadly shooting spree at a Christian university in Oakland, California. Seven people were killed when officials say a 43-year-old former student of Oikos University opened fire Monday afternoon and set off an hour-long manhunt. Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan says they're just now putting the facts together.
A case of this magnitude with all the victims and witnesses and just the chaos that took place, it's going to take us a few days to put the pieces together. Right now, we do not have a motive for this shooting.
The suspected shooter, Won Go, later surrendered at a nearby shopping center and remains in police custody. A divided Supreme Court has ruled officials can strip search people after they were arrested, no matter what the crime or if there's suspicion of contraband. Justice Anthony Kennedy joined the 5-4 majority in saying courts are in no position to second-guess judgments of correctional officials who must consider not only the possibility of smuggled weapons into facilities and drugs, but also public health.
Syrian officials have agreed to comply with a UN-brokered peace plan by next Tuesday. The government says it's beginning to withdraw its forces immediately and will stop attacks on the opposition within a week. A UN estimate says more than 9,000 people have been killed in the year-long uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. And the U.S. has put a $10 million bounty on the head of a Pakistani militant group. It's one of the highest bounties ever offered, second only to Osama bin Laden's successor. Hafiz Saeed is said to have organized the 2008 attacks in Mumbai. The Indian government says it reflects a commitment to justice.
Federal agents arrested more than 3,100 illegal immigrants in the country's largest operation ever. The raids took place last week in all 50 states and targeted criminal and fugitive immigrants.
And Kentucky is yet again on top of the college basketball world. They beat Kansas 67-59. It's the eighth title for the Wildcats, the first for coach John Calipari. Meanwhile, police were called in to handle celebrations following that win. One man was wounded by gunfire in Lexington as thousands party. Dozens were arrested after setting cars on fire.
Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 13,264. The S&P opens at 1,419. The NASDAQ begins trading at 3,119. Later on the program, we'll be joined by the host of the new PBS series, America Revealed, which explores America's infrastructure. Oh, that sounds boring. Absolutely not. You got to stay tuned for that. Also on the show, a new Supreme Court ruling says people being admitted to jail can be strip searched no matter what their offense. We'll discuss that later this hour. But first, Trayvon Martin's story, a flash forward and a flash back in history.